Welcome back, everyone.
A huge week for earnings in the digital advertising industry. While shares of Facebook parent company Meta flopped after a decline in users, Snap and Pinterest, they moved sharply higher. So is it momentum or just relief? Take a look at all of these names. Snap, the brand of Ghostface Chilla, moving higher by about 64% right now. And for much more on this and to discuss all of the digital advertising wars, we've got Igal Arounian, who is the Wedbush Securities Managing Director. Igal, great to have you here with us today. Is this move about how outsized of an impact that Apple iOS had on Facebook and not the other digital advertisers looking to take market share, or more about the growth that those other advertisers were able to exhibit to the street?
I think it's really about all of those things. Facebook's results definitely spooked investors. Even headed into earnings before Facebook reported, we're starting to see a lot of nervousness, just around the market. Snap, an expensive stock with a high valuation, high growth, and starting to hear more and more concerns around Apple's privacy issues. It was something that they brought up last quarter. So investors were really nervous, and Facebook reported and just made things even worse. It was around Apple's privacy issues, but it was also around TikTok and competition. Those are two themes we heard across the board. And in Snap's results, they seem to be a little bit more insulated from both of those things. And that's why you're seeing the big relief today.
Igal, this is Emily here. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm wondering, do you think this slide that we've seen in shares of Meta Platforms is perhaps overdone? Because when you think about the scale of these companies, Meta Platforms, we're talking about billions, a couple billion of monthly active users, whereas for Snap, Pinterest, you're still in the millions. So what do you think about this slide that we've seen in those shares over the past couple of days?
I think a lot of it makes sense. We're really seeing something out of Facebook that we've never seen. First, Facebook's just been so good at its ad effectiveness since the beginning of its history. It's been the best at it by far at targeting users across the web and having really effective advertising. And now it's almost become a little bit blind in the way it can target users. And it's become clear that Facebook has been by far the most affected from the privacy issues. So what Facebook was always able to overcome all of its challenges because its advertising was just so effective. So anything could have been going on in the background. Advertisers wanted effective advertising, and they got that from Facebook. So they continued to spend. And what you're seeing now is that especially for small and medium sized businesses, the advertising is just not as effective as it used to be. And that's a real challenge. The other problem that's happening at the same time now is TikTok is taking a lot of share of people's time. And you saw Facebook users decline sequentially for the first time in history. And with that many users and a potential risk around that, that's something that's going to scare some people off as well at the same time.
I want to talk about Amazon here, because when you think about the amount of data that any of these digital advertisers is able to aggregate and index to effectively layer on some type of targeting so that you see the highest conversion rate for your advertising or marketing campaigns that you may be running, Amazon has a treasure trove of data on its end users. And that's a business in advertising services that we saw grow 32% year over year. The only other business that outdid that in the growth was AWS. And so considering what they have in their platform, is there anything that stands out to you about their ability to take market share in the digital advertising landscape?
Well, yeah, Amazon has done that over the last number of years, and they've become, it was really a two-horse race for a while between Google and Facebook in terms of being that big in the digital ad universe. And Amazon's come along over the past number of years and created a really strong digital advertising environment of its own. And it does have a lot of power. And the thing that's really changed over the years is that people always used to go to Google to start a search. And now often people go to Amazon to start a search for a product. And there's a lot of value there. Obviously, Amazon has a ton of products on its platform for merchants that are selling through Amazon. Showing up as a sponsored or promoted product gets you at the top of the list, and that really does help conversion. So Amazon has really become a really, really important player, specifically within the retail vertical of online advertising.
Where do you think the next frontier really is for driving user engagement across these social media companies? Because Meta Platforms has said that it's really focusing on video now. Snap has been focusing on AR, VR with its filters. Where do you think that user engagement is really going to be coming from?
Well, in the near term, it's without a doubt short form video. TikTok's really revolutionized all of this. And you're seeing everyone kind of try and go in that direction. User-generated content that that the platforms are paying for. I mean, they're paying content creators to make content. It's in video. It's in short form. Snapchat has Spotlight. You know, we know TikTok, obviously. Pinterest is doing this as well. It's become a big effort for them to pay content creators to create short form video. Instagram and Facebook have Reels. And you know, this is where eyeballs and attention are going. And in the near term, this is absolutely where engagement is.
This all comes at a time where, especially triggered by Meta Platforms, you're seeing even more investment in the metaverse or the future of Web3. So, for digital advertising to continue to have its own legs in Web3, where some of the avatars don't even have legs yet, where do you see the best positioning in that experience as of right now? And who is best positioned, even as they're all making extreme investments into that metaverse and into a different reality, and still going to have to rely on their advertising prominence within that?
Yeah, it's a tough question to answer. You know, for Meta, for example, there's a lot of investments going on into the metaverse, but I'm not really seeing any benefit out of it really in the coming years. I wouldn't expect Facebook or Meta to generate revenue from the metaverse for at least 2-3, probably even more than that, years. So there's a lot being built. There's a ton of uncertainty around it. The video game companies, like the gaming world, is where the metaverse feels a little bit more real right now. There's advertising opportunities in the gaming universe as well. But we're very early days in how the metaverse will shape out and play out and build and really understanding exactly what it's going to be and how people are going to use it.
Absolutely. Great to have you here with us today. And thanks for helping break this down. Yigal Arounian, who is the Wedbush Securities Managing Director, joining us here today.